Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. My name is Craig, and the last name is Paquette.
Hey, Craig. How can I help you today?
You guys are installing fiber in my neighborhood, and I received a mailer about essentially holding my place. I want to sign up. I know it's not fully installed yet, but I guess I just want to get in the queue.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign up for service. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
It's 26 Genesee, G-E-N-E-S-E-E Avenue, and that is in Lake Katrine.
And what's your zip code?
12449.
A moment, please. Okay, so 26 Genesee Avenue, Lake Katrine, New York. 12449.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so the in-service date for your location is November 26th, but you can sign up for service now, and closer to the date would give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Yep. That'll be great.
Are you interested in a specific service?
I'm sorry? I didn't catch that.
So we do have two services available. We have the 1 gig fiber internet, which is $79.99, and we have the 2 gig fiber internet, which is $99.99. For both speeds, they're symmetrical speeds. So you'd be getting 1,000 megabytes per second, both a download and upload. And for the 2 gig, you'd be getting 2,000 megabytes per second for upload and download. You can get $10 off. Also, if you do sign up with your auto pay, with your checking or savings account, and paperless billing.
The gig is going to be more than sufficient for what we need.
Okay. Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
I don't think so. I don't think I need that because right now we don't have them. So.
Okay. Are you interested in getting the phone service?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right, just to confirm the address once more, it's 26 Genesee Avenue, Lake Katrine, New York, 12449. Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
Your utility wires, is it through the air or under the ground?
It's the service right now that we currently have to the house. Is that what you're talking about?
Your power cable, your phone cable. Is it?
Yeah, it's in the air.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. Could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
And your last name?
It's Paquette, P-A. Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Thank you. Email address that you'd like to add on file?
C as in Craig, D as in Donald, and then my last name, Paquette, P-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E, at 1791.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that just to make sure I got it right, okay?
Sure, yep.
So C is in Charlie, D is in dog, P is in Paul, A is in apple, Q is in quilt, U is in umbrella.
I lost you.
Bella is in echo,
I lost. I'm sorry, you broke up. I apologize.
Okay. So C, D is in dog, P is in Paul,
yep.
A, Q, U, E is in echo, T is in Tom, E is in echo, at 1791.com.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay. Could I get a primary phone number, please?
845. 416-5697.
I'll maybe contact you, phone, email, or text.
Yes.
Which one of the methods would we mostly get you at?
Texting is probably an easier one to get me at. Yeah.
And just to read you a disclosure for the text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. So by opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. And just to go over your order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or the phone service at this time. Address is 26 Genesee Avenue, Lake Henry, New York, 12449. You own the property, your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct.
All right, so as part of our order process, I'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and mm-hmm. see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can choose to bypass the credit check, but doing that would automatically require a $50 deposit. Do you want to go ahead with the credit check?
Sure.
Okay. Also, to let you know, with the credit check, we would need your social security number, but it's not saved on file. Once we use it, it's discarded.
Really? I have to give you my credit. I have to wait for to get internet service. I have to give you my social security number.
Yeah, to do the soft credit check. So we're not checking your credit score. We're just checking how often do you make your payments on time. But as I said, once we use it, we don't keep it on file.
Yeah, I just feel uncomfortable giving my social security number to
D1
over the phone like this. Is there another way I can do this?
Yeah, do you want to bypass the credit check? It would just require a $50 deposit.
That's a $50 deposit that I get returned? Or
that is correct. If you do make the $50 deposit, it would be held on the account until you decide to terminate the service. You'd receive it as a cashier's check, or it would go towards outstanding balances once you terminate.
Okay, I got it. I see what you're saying. I'd much rather do that than.
Okay. Do you want me to sign you up for the auto paying paperless billing to get the discount?
Yeah. Yes.
So for your checking or savings account, it's $10 off, and then for your credit or debit card, it's $5 off.
We can do our checking account. Unfortunately, I don't have that information on me right now. Is that something that we can just do at a later date?
Yes, we can. Okay, so I'll just set you up for the bill for paperless. And then once we do give you a call before mm-hmm. your installation, it's important that you set up the auto pay. Okay. And you would also have access to your online customer account where you can make that change as well.
Okay.
For the $50 deposit, what method would you be using?
I don't have my wallet on me. It would be Visa.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number.
I bought it. I just got to run out of my vehicle. I don't have my wallet on me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
You can go ahead.
It's 41-47-40-03-9609-6859.
Thank you. And the CVV?
665.
And the expiration date?
Is 7/28.
Okay. And the cardholder's name?
Is mine. It's Craig Paquette.
And your last name is P as in Paul, A Q U E T T E.
Correct. Yep.
What's your code?
12449.
And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
You guys are doing installation in our neighborhood, and then, like I said, I got the flyer in the mail.
Okay. Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank, buried wires?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Is there any what?
Anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property, such as a septic tank, buried wires?
There's no septic tank. There's just, the only utilities coming into the house are, it's natural gas, which is underground, and then my sewer line. Other than that, it's...
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, at the time of your initial connection, the technicians, they'll determine the best way to connect your service. So, they may install the job cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation.
Okay.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Okay.
The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So closer to November 25th, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for your installation, okay?
Sounds great.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Craig?
No, that'll do it.
All right. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
All right. You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.